Scripture reading, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Devotional. When the Bible uses the word family, it refers not just to parents and children, but to an entire extended family over 3 to 4 generations. That means your family, in the biblical sense, includes your brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-uncles and aunts, and significant others going back to the mid-1800s. The blessings and sins of this extended family over generations profoundly impact who we are today. For this reason, we say, Jesus may be in your heart, but Grandpa is in your bones. Meaning the proverbial grandpas cast a long shadow over the generations in any family. In order to respond to God's invitation and receive God's promise, Abraham had to leave his family behind. Much as we have to do today, he had to put off the sinful and unhealthy patterns of his family of origin and learn to do life God's way in God's family. Kathy Weingarten, a professor at Harvard Medical School, has done extensive research on how the traumatic experiences of one generation are passed to those in the next generation. She studied, for example, Holocaust survivors and their families, survivors of terrorist attacks, and children of parents with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. She writes, "What is passed is not the trauma itself, but its impact. Silence is a key mechanism by which trauma in one generation is communicated to the next. We are accustomed to think of silence as an absence of sound, but it functions in families in much more complex and confusing ways. Silence can communicate a wealth of meanings. It is its own map. Don't go there. Don't say that. Don't touch. Too much, too little. This hurts. This doesn't. Silence co-occurs with numbers of other phenomena. Shame, a painful effect in which one feels exposed as fundamentally deficient in some vital way as a human being, is one of them. Scripture teaches us that we can unlearn negative patterns that were passed on to us over generations. And by God's grace and power, we can learn healthier ways to do life in the new family of Jesus. Change and freedom are possible through the truth that sets us free. Question to consider. What first comes to mind when you think about an unhealthy message that was communicated by silence in your family of origin? How do you sense Jesus may be inviting you to unlearn that message in order to live in a healthier way in God's family? Prayer. Prayer of Abandonment. Charles de Foucauld. My Father, I abandon myself to you. Make of me what you will. Whatever you make of me, I thank you. I am ready for everything. I accept everything. Provided that your will be done in me, in all your creatures, I desire nothing else, Lord. I put my soul in your hands. I give it to you, Lord, with all the love in my heart, because I love you. And because it is for me a need of love to give myself, to put myself in your hands unreservedly, with infinite trust, for you are my Father. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.